And finally, underscoring progress in Christian unity, Pope Benedict today received a delegation of Lutherans from Finland. Chris Altieri followed with reports from the Vatican.
The ecumenical delegation from Finland is here in Rome on an annual pilgrimage marking the Feast of St. Henrik at the beginning of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. In remarks to his guest, Pope Benedict said he recalls with gratitude how these meetings have contributed significantly to strengthening the relations among the Christians in Finland.
The churches of East and West, both of whose traditions are present in your country, share a real, if still imperfect, communion. This is a motive to regret the troubles of the past, but it's surely also a motive which spurs us to ever greater efforts at understanding and reconciliation, so that our brotherly friendship and dialogue may it blossom into a perfect, visible unity in Christ Jesus.
Pope Benedict went on to remember the now decade-old joint declaration on the doctrine of justification, calling the Catholic-Lutheran Accord a concrete sign of the brotherhood rediscovered between Lutherans and Catholics, and noted with pleasure the recent work of the Nordic Lutheran-Catholic Dialogue in Finland and Sweden on questions deriving from the joint declaration. The Pope went on to say it is greatly to be hoped that the text resulting from the dialogue will contribute positively to the path which leads to the restoration of lost unity.
It is my fervent prayer that the various Christian churches and ecclesial communities which you represent may build on this sense of brotherhood as we persevere in our pilgrimage together.
The Week of Prayer for Christian Unity concludes on January 25th, the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. I'm Chris Altieri.